You're listening to Let's Visit on Northern Community Radio. I am Katie Carter, your host, and we are visiting Park Rapids, Minnesota. In trying to learn more about Park Rapids, I decided to go right to the mouth of things and talk to the visitor center. I caught up with Erin Cox. She is the communications and marketing coordinator for Visit Park Rapids, and she filled me in on what's going on in and around town. And the first question I had for her was, what are the major industries in Park Rapids?
So major industries, well, obviously we have RDO out here. Good.
Oh, the potatoes?
Yeah, supposedly they got everything in. And then there's the green bean, Green Valley Bean Company. And then obviously tourism is the one that I'm the most engaged with around here.
Right.
Well, there's also Crystal Brook is opening soon, so there's a lot of healthcare around here now.
Oh, what's Crystal Brook?
That's a growing thing. Crystal Brook is Knute Nelson. They already have their home, like a home healthcare.
Okay.
So Crystal Brook is a huge assisted living / memory care / it's like a 55 and up sort of. It's a senior apartments, assisted living, and memory care, all in the same thing. So if you're a senior and you want to live there and you need and you just want housekeeping, that's cool. So they have that all the way to like memory care in one huge building, and that opens November. So I know there's a lot of healthcare jobs popping up around here.
Great. So let's talk about tourism, since that's your area
yeah.
of expertise. What can I do in Park Rapids if I come to Park Rapids?
In spring, it's a lot of fishing, like opening fishing. Summer, obviously, we have Second Street Stage going on. All the whole downtown is just totally ready to go. It's a lot of resorters. And then even when the weather's bad, it's good for resorters because that's when they come in downtown. Oh, and then, of course, biking. Biking is a big deal. The Heartland Trail, of course. And then also, people can hike and bike and do everything in Itasca. So,
right. The Heartland Trail, where does that go?
Heartland Trail, it runs along 34, and it's the first rail-to-trail bike trail. It's 49 miles, and it goes from, well, basically a little Park Rapids to Walker. And then there's a part that goes kind of somewhere in there. It intersects with the Paul Bunyan Trail. Here at the center, we have fishing information, hunting information, and hiking maps and ATV trails. ATV is something we've really tried to get a lot of the word out about because there's plenty of ATV trails around here. So we have lots of those maps. Lots of people stop for ATV. So, yeah, during the summer, it's a lot of young families with children and, like, larger, like, family reunions and stuff like that.
You see a big swell of business in the summertime, generally around Park Rapids?
Yeah. Fall, you get your more retirees or families with, like, little kids who aren't going to school yet,
mm-hmm.
if we're talking just tourism. And then, of course, always, you know, fishing is always going on. So those people stop in more to ask about hiking and still ATVs and where to shop. Another thing is that I think a lot of retirees live here because it's really easy to get involved in the community. There are lots of nonprofits, and there's always something going on, like, there's Itasca Tour. They do lots of biking and skiing. Let's see what else is. Well, we have this whole Action Park Rapids thing, which is projects that help the whole area. Well, it's Park Rapids Lakes area. So, you know, if there's some, like, cause that you really want to work on, you can get involved really easily. Let me see. What are the other ones? There's, Hubbard County COLA. So, like,
what's
you
that?
Know, if water quality is really important to you, you know, lake conditions, that's another thing people can get involved in. Lots of committees and projects and fundraisers and organizations to get involved with. So there's the Arts Council as well in the winter. Lots and lots of snowmobiling and fishing. Oh, and then USXC, which is a huge snowmobile race.
Hmm.
So that brings people in. That's kind of towards the end of January. I think what's its other name? It's the Heartland 106 also. And then also, you know, a lot of businesses around here still have stuff going on in the winter. I know Beagle and Wolf, I think they usually have something. They always bring people in. There's Headwaters Center for Lifelong Learning. They bring people in to lecture and do interesting sessions and stuff. And then there's, you know, Community Ed.
The downtown in Park Rapids, I love downtown Park Rapids. So many downtowns are just kind of dying. And whenever I come to Park Rapids, it's such a breath of fresh air. I just think it's incredible, especially for a small rural community. They have such a lively downtown. What do you think? Why do you think it's so lively? How do you think it keeps being so virile? It's amazing to me.
Yeah, it is a fun little downtown. Lots of fun food places like Good Life and Beyond Juice and Bella Cafe. And let's see.
And candy shops?
The Royal, huh? There's, oh, yes. There's two candy shops. There's Aunt Belle's and there's also Cousin's Candy, but I'm not sure which ones are open right now. But
okay.
Yes. Yeah, and there's stuff, you know, if you're local, there's interesting stuff. If you're decorating a cabin, there's lots of those sorts of stores.
Yeah.
There's secondhand stores. There's, I really like the tin ceiling because you never know what you're going to find in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it all goes to the DAC, so that's helpful, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the library and the bookstore. Those are two other places I like to go. So.
Yeah, the Namath Art Center is downtown, too.
And also the Historical Society is in the same building. So, yeah, you can learn a lot in one stop. Our downtown is still extra wide because it's left over from logging days, so that's something that people remember. You know, you could park in the middle of the street. All
is that why it's so wide?
The thing about Main Street is that it was originally built wide enough to make a U-turn with a six-horse team. So there you go. And then they just, you know, left it that way. Oh, and then all the time people are stopping to ask about Itasca State Park. That is year-round, all the time.
And that's about 20 miles away?
Yep, 22 miles up 71. We always tell them, the entrance is on the left, $7 to get in.
I'm talking with Erin Cox. She is the Communications and Marketing Coordinator for Visit Park Rapids. And she's educating me on what to do in and around Park Rapids.
And then, of course, a lot of the towns around here have their own stuff going on in the summer as well. Nevis, they have Musky Days. And then Dorset, they have their Taste of Dorset. And they have about one big event a month now in Dorset. Akeley has Paul Bunyan Days. And all their ATV and fishing and everything goes on over there.
How long have you lived in Park Rapids?
Well, I moved away and I just came back, which is definitely a thing that's happening. You know how people always worry about how people are moving out of rural areas? Well, turns out, because I'm one of these people, we graduate, we move out, and then we come back in our 30s. Anyway, that's the whole I'm one of those people.
So how's it going? How's the reentry?
Oh, it's going really good. We found a house. Well, that's another thing that's going on here I probably should have mentioned. A lot of people moving here. A lot of people, some people are buying resorts. There's also with Crystal Brook, some people are selling their house to go to Crystal Brook. So there's a lot of movement with houses, too. The houses are moving quickly. And then, of course, we have a lot of members who work at banks, and people are doing a lot of building loans. So that's another thing going on here.
That's great. That's growth.
Yeah.
That's good.
Did you know also Highway 71, well, of course, which goes up to Bemidji, too, it was originally the Jefferson Highway. If you follow 71 all the way down, you'll eventually get to New Orleans. Built in 1916. So, yeah, Jefferson Highway, that's a whole other thing. Every once in a while, people do stop here and say they're just doing the Jefferson Highway, sometimes even on motorcycles.
Fascinating. I love that. That's a piece I'd never, ever heard of before.
Yeah, well, hey, you know,
cool.
It's a whole other avenue.
That is Erin Cox. You can find her at the Park Rapids Visitor Center in downtown Park Rapids. Thanks to Erin for filling me in on all the great things to do in and around Park Rapids. And thank you for listening to Let's Visit today. We're tooling around Park Rapids. I'm Katie Carter, and you are listening to Northern Community Radio, KAXE and KBXE.